So, what's the latest, Mike?
What is the latest? Not really a whole lot going on.
New Hampshire independence, for those who are just listening. This is a
Yes,
discussion of New Hampshire's independence drive.
I did get a phone call from Daniel Richards.
Oh, really?
He's very deep into the Constitution and the intricacies of it.
Yeah, he's an
He
interesting
was,
guy.
yes, yeah, very interesting, very smart. So he's on to some interesting angles that are supportive. I talked over the phone. I wasn't near anything. I could write anything down. So I expect that he's putting together something. His remonstrance against the general court is, I guess, still going through the process. And I guess this is where he stumbled across some information that may be helpful. So we might be getting some support in some good information from him. So looking forward to
Cool.
hearing more from him.
Can you tease us on what it might be regarding, like what the help might be?
Goodness.
He probably explains it better, right?
He explains things very well and very much in depth, and I was unfortunate that I didn't have any way to write it down. And the guy has information that he's one of these guys that sees something and it's instant memory, and it comes out just as fast. And I just can't absorb it that quick. So I don't know. I'd have to look at it to put the pieces together and make sense of it. So we'll look forward to whatever it is that he's got for us.
Yeah, I wonder, maybe we could, I don't know, convince him to join one of these meetings if he has time and chat with the group. That might be interesting. He's
Can you
very
can
well
you can you
informed.
can you can you get me in touch with him, Mike?
Sure.
However you think is best.
I have a phone number for you, don't I?
Probably.
Okay, I'll send you a phone number or a contact or either
Yeah,
text
just
or email.
give him any of my contact information that you wish.
Yep. Okay. Very good. I'll do that.
Cool. Any other news coverage? Any interviews? Anything like that last week?
Nothing new. I've been wrapped up in a county thing that had bogged me down all of the last week, so I've been crazy busy with that. And it's almost passed, so those issues will go away. I think of one of the things that we could talk about is some of the stuff that we've talked about regarding some other issues going on in the state. That we've got into kind of offline, but kind of issues of how to promote the cause without shooting ourselves in the foot. Some of the methods that work, and obviously some of those methods that work and some of them that don't could be used by those who want to interrupt the process, the saboteurs, the FBI starting insurrections. We need to avoid those things.
Yeah, the old FBI foils FBI terror plot trick.
Right. We can be sure that some of that will probably go on. So people, I think, that want to support us should do it properly. Some people don't want to hear about the proper terms for political stuff, but frankly, it's a piece of reality. It doesn't do a whole lot of good to blast some email out to all 400 legislators. If you do not live in my district, and I'm going to tell you a political truth here, and this is the sort of thing that gets me in trouble, if you can't vote for me, I am not all that much interested in what you have to say. So,
You're underrating yourself, Mike. I mean, we're the ones that requested this, right? And
well,
most of the ones at the beginning, we didn't live in your district. I guess you got people now, but
I do, but certainly, when it comes to mass emails, They're really unproductive and they irritate people because the delete key gets an awful workout on these topics that are, you know, coming hot and heavy, especially if they're form type email. Some of these organizations will blast things out. You just put in your zip code and well, actually, those are probably the better ones. They'll actually hit your proper rep. But other ones try to go around that and send it out to all reps. There are a couple of email addresses that will get you to, you know, a mass email to everybody that you need to. And, you know, they're not useful. They're just, you know, annoying and distracting. Takes time away from us, which is, you know, not helpful.
I figured that was probably the case. Yeah, there was a request a while back to send emails to all 400 reps about independence. And I did try to back their play just by sending maybe four or five to the one, you know, and I ran out of steam. The thing is, you can't customize a mail like that. It just, dear representative, who's going to read that, right? I figured that was probably the case. However, usually all activity is good activity as long as it's peaceful.
Well, I guess I would argue against all activity. You know, if you're just taking up someone's time and being annoying, I don't think it's particularly helpful. In emails, if you want the attention, if you're actually sending it to a representative that you can vote for, I'd start out right near the top with, you know, your name and address, and then get onto your issue. Because the first thing I want to know is, you know, is this somebody that's in my district? That's a bit of truth, and I'm sure that the Twitterverse can go wild over it.
Yeah.
By the way, Alu did a debate last night, apparently, out on the seacoast at the Shell, and I heard that 77% of the audience voted in favor of independence afterwards, so I guess that means he won. I have not yet seen the debate. I don't think the full thing is available. He did post his introductory speech, but as I understand it, somebody was recording it, so hopefully we'll see that within the next several days.
Great. I was tied up last night.
Now, they say the way you're supposed to do debates like that is you take a poll at the beginning and then at the end. So I'd be interesting to know what the poll was at the beginning and at the end, if they did take two.
Yeah, I don't know.
Very interesting.
I suspect it was a friendly crowd, though.
Whichever one pulls over more people is considered the winner, usually.
Right.
Yeah. But it's good that they did that. He was debating. Who was he able to? Were we finally able to get someone against it to talk to us?
Yeah, I don't know if the person who was against it is actually against it or was just simply taking the position for the sake of the debate. I'm not sure. I don't know who it was.
Well, maybe there are so few pro DC people left in New Hampshire that we just have to create, like, we have to buy the Homer Simpson stand up model and stand it there and pretend like that's the anti independence person, because maybe there aren't any left.
That'd be nice. I don't know. I still see people with bumper stickers about, you know, the United States and all that. So I suspect I suspect we got plenty of loyalists out there.
Yep. So I there was actually quite a bit of news before your news, Ian, that happened. And I was alone on the Sunday meeting, it looks like. So I just spewed all the news I could find by myself and made a podcast out of it. While waiting for no one to show up. And I've made a request to Chris Wade to set up an IFTT so that it'll automatically announce the upcoming town hall meeting each Saturday or something like that, which of course occurs on Sunday.
Right. Cool.
But yeah, like I said, there's a lot of news but over the last week, but I just haven't, I'm not spewing it here because it's already been spewed. And I uploaded it to RidleyReport.com in the most recent town hall meeting.
Good deal. I'm seeing a lot of people on Twitter, which is the social media I'm allowed to be on, that they're talking about, you know, taking seriously what's going on here in New Hampshire. So you know, we're going to have, I think, a lot of backup coming in within the next year or so. So if this thing doesn't make it out, you know, make it through the state reps in 2022, it might do it in 2024. Who knows?
Yeah, it's always a matter of building on things. This is the way legislation works. Sometimes you have a wild idea and it takes several years to get moving. Certainly with asset forfeiture was one that's we worked on for quite a long time and finally got New Hampshire to change over to criminal asset forfeiture. And now we just need to get rid of the Fed's equitable sharing side of things.
Yeah, I was really glad to hear that Dan Richard has reached out to you, because I remember when I first started talking to him, it was when they were doing the Declaration of Independence early this year, late last year. I think I saw you at that, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I went to a couple of his meetings and spent some time talking with him. Really, really intelligent guy. And he didn't really seem to be in favor of independence at that time. So it seems like he might have come along in just the last 10 months. So I like this. This is good news.
Yeah. Some of what he, you know, as I think about what he was talking about, you know, it has a lot to do with, I think there was a post on Granite Grok. I forget who wrote it, but it talked about the contract law, essentially everything by contract by the executive branch, essentially taking over the state, you know, by contract, so that we're bypassing the legislature. And he related it to 1933 and FDR, essentially, you know, printing money and sending it out to the states and getting promises to be obedient and serve at mm-hmm. The pleasure of those dollars. And of course, it's not real money. So I think that's the path that he's walking. And, you know, it gets some folks get into these, and I'm sure you're very familiar with it, the whole uppercase state and lowercase mm-hmm. state and corporate entities and all of that stuff. And, you know, that's a rabbit hole that you can spend a lot of time in. But,
yeah.
You know, he seemed to be able to put it all together and actually present it to a court and have them at least pay attention.
And a lot of people do pay attention to him. He's got a large follower base with the Committee of Safety. So, you know, the more organizations that we can bring into the fold, the better off we are on this. So that's great news.
Yep.
Cool. I don't really have much else. I got my NH Exit hoodie. I think I had it on last week, though. I don't know.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Yep.
Very good.
Those are cool. I already got one compliment, by the way. I was. It was after Bill Domenico and Will Kelly's trial that they had in Brentwood, New Hampshire. So my handler let me go out to that last week. And we went out to, you know, grab some lunch afterwards at a barbecue place there fairly nearby. I guess it's in Brentwood or wherever that town is. And that looked like maybe an owner or a manager or something like that of this barbecue shack. He said, "Oh, I like your shirt." And I said, "Oh, well, did you know that there's a constitutional amendment that, you know, has been submitted?" And he said he thinks he'd heard about that. And so I went out and I got him an in New Hampshire Independence flyer. And brought that in and just left it for good measure. So that was nice to see. It was really my first time wearing it out. So first time wearing the hoodie, got a nice compliment from somebody.
Great.
Yeah.
NHExit.com is now redirecting to NHExit.org at Shana's request. And we've made some modifications to kind of where it lands on NHExit.org. So that basically when people click there, they see a long group of different places where they can post or find the latest information. So there's the Facebook link, the Twitter link, and the Matrix link, and all that stuff is right there in front of them. But it doesn't look that pretty. The font's too big. If you go to nhexit.com, you can get a sense of what I think both I and Shana are kind of hoping people can see, you know, on that landing page, in terms of just the quick links that they can get to. Mm-hmm. If NHExit.us had something like that, as opposed to just looking pretty and having latest information, then I would want to redirect NHExit.com to NHExit.us.
Well, NHExit does have a page that is more specific to things that people can do, because that's the thrust of that site, is like taking action. So no, we don't have just a straight up links page, but the menu at the top obviously has a lot of those links, but no, not all in one, you know, page. So you should probably keep it as is.
Okay.
Good. And for now, folks that are finding out about this, by all means, contact the person that you can vote for and suggest support for this when it comes to the House, and we have a hearing on it, so that they know ahead of time that you're interested, and that can be your representative or your senator. But it's always best if you speak to the person you can vote for, email them, or even give them a call, because New Hampshire's small and we do pick up our phones.
Absolutely. All right, guys, anything else we should cover tonight?
Nothing I can think of. Like I said, there's a whole bunch in the broadcast from 2 days ago. So if you just look for, just go to Ridley Report and look at the latest one, which is uploaded on the 24th. And that'll have a lot of news in it.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thanks for your service, guys.
All right.
And if you could just email me this, then I can put this on ridleyreport.com too.
All right. You got it.
Thanks, Ian. Thanks, Mike.
See you next week.
Oh, and Mike, one last question there. Have you thought of anything else, anything I can do to help you from here?
No, I've been really buried the past week. So if I think of something, I'll certainly know where to go to find you. And I'll get you Daniel's contact.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks, guys. Good night.
Bye.